From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nathan Lee. Missouri institutions of higher education might have the opportunity to develop degree programs currently reserved for the University of Missouri. Kiana Fernandez with the Missouri News Network has more.
MU is the only public research university in the state and has the sole ability to grant research doctorates. Missouri House Bill 2673 aims to change that. It would also repeal provisions that reserve engineering and certain medical degrees to MU and its collaborators. Attorney Tom Strong spoke in favor of the bill's passage.
When Missouri doesn't fulfill its moral obligation to give its students an affordable education at a convenient location, think of what we lose. We lose the tuition, and when they don't return, we are losing their brains, their talent, the goods and services they produce, and we lose the taxes they pay.
A similar bill failed to pass in 2023. I'm Kiana Fernandez, Missouri News Network.
Republican Missouri lawmakers are divided over how far to go with a ballot measure that would make it more difficult for future voters to amend the state's constitution. The GOP-led House on Thursday amended a proposal that would require a majority of votes in five of the state's eight congressional districts to amend the constitution. Currently, only a simple majority statewide is needed. House members added a ban on non-citizen voting. That move sets up a showdown with the Senate, where Democrats made a deal with Republicans to strip that language, described as ballot candy by Democratic leadership, from the proposed constitutional amendment. Democrats have argued that it is already illegal for non-citizens to vote, so there's no reason to keep that language on the ballot. Different county governments in mid-Missouri are working to establish voting centers ahead of the general election in November, but the process of getting election judges to run these voting centers has presented a challenge for some counties. KBIA's Finnegan Bello has more.
Each voting center in Missouri requires four election judges. Two of these judges have to be registered Republicans and two registered Democrats. Howard County had a population of about 10,000 in the 2020 census, and the county officials have had issues getting enough people to serve as election judges. Howard County Clerk Shelley Howell says the county plans to have seven voting centers for the November election, and she's had to beg people to become election judges.
If I don't have enough, then I have to close that polling location and try to explain to those voters why I'm having to close it, and they still get irate because they still don't want to be an election judge, but they still don't understand.
Boone County had a significantly higher population of around 180,000 in the 2020 census, and it's run into a different issue when it comes to recruiting election judges. Boone County Clerk Brianna Lennon says the county has more than enough people willing to become election judges, but finding equal representation among political parties is the challenge for her.
We don't have enough Republicans ever for any election, and we are constantly trying to get more Republicans to serve as election judges.
Many counties are looking to recruit judges ahead of the election November 5th. I'm Finnegan Bello, KBIA News.
I'm Nathan Lee, KBIA News, Columbia.